him, but I don't know if they listen to their shit.
Okay, good morning, everyone. You should be able to see the screen as well that says Easter, he is risen. Can everybody see that?
Yes.
We couldn't hear the music.
I don't see the screen.
Jerome,
your mama hollering at you.
Okay, let me turn this background music off here. Okay, can everybody see the screen?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it a different screen in your face?
Yes.
Jerome.
Yes, ma'am.
We couldn't hear the music good. It was all broken up. That's why I was doing this.
That's why he was doing what?
I was shaking my head and pointing to my ears.
Okay. Everybody can see the screen now?
Yes.
I see people.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute everyone. There's a few people that still haven't joined. We have to mute everyone in order to control the format of the program. We can't have everyone kind of sporadically speaking out. So if y'all just please bear with us. We're trying to put on a production. Okay? Thank you.
All right.
Okay, everybody should still be seeing your screen here. All right. All right, at this time, good morning, everyone. We're going to go ahead and get started. Brother Jones, you have the mic. Brother Jones, I see that you're still on the call.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you. Thank you. Okay.
And good morning.
Here's the screen, and the program will follow after this screen, okay? This slide.
Okay.
Go ahead, Brother Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Brother Antoine. I will be the master of ceremony for the proceeding of the program. Rise Up with Jesus is the theme. Oh boy. We will have a scripture reading by Brother Preston, our opening prayer by Sister Olivia, follow a welcome by Brother Christian, and a solo by Sister Eva. Then we're going to have a recite, Hanging on the Cross, by Sister Olivia, Sister Asia, Brother Rashad, and Brother Preston. Then we will have His Love by Brother Cameron. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Then we will have a God Holy Word by Minister Jerome. The Invitation to Christ. Then the offering. And I thank you by Miracle, Sister Miracle. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm reading John chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever believeth and believeth in me shall never die. Blessed thou this. May the Lord bless him.
To the readers,
hearers, and doers of his word.
Dear God, thank you for this day, and thank you for everybody, and thank you that I love my papa that has neck surgery, and we hope that we will pray for him and everybody that died on the cross for our sins, and he rolled down on the third day, which was a Sunday, and he said that he wanted some people, so he made some people, and did.
To give us eternal life.
And thank you for this program and everyone that's on the call. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. At this time, we'll now have a greetings from our pastor. Let me make sure he's on. I don't see him on here. One moment. Okay. Pastor, are you there? Okay, bear with me. He's on one of Rachel's computers here. Pastor, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You're on for the greetings.
Okay. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it, because we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I thank God that he turned a paganistic day with his power into a holy day to celebrate the resurrection of Christ Jesus, who died on the cross for the sins of the world. We thank God for this beautiful program that's being submitted to us. We thank God for the technology that has been given to us by Minister Jerome Pritchard. I'm so proud to say that he's my son. And I thank God for the participants on this program. And we beg your indulgence as we go forward with our program. And I'm so glad to hear and see each and every one of you on this beautiful resurrection morning. Thank you. May God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Before we proceed, I'm going to ask that if you are near someone and you're both using the phone, or if you're on the computer and you're using Zoom on the phone as well, it's going to give us some background noise, so that loud kind of noise that you're hearing that's ringing, that means either somebody have their phone on with Zoom and also watching on the computer, or there's two people that's on Zoom real close to each other. So we can just make sure that you kind of give some distance. And if you use the computer and the phone, you can only use one to prevent that noise, okay? All right. Okay, we're going to continue with our program. And also, if you have the TV on in the background, please turn your TV down or mute it. Someone had the TV on a moment ago, so please mute your TVs. Okay, we're going to continue with our welcome here by Sister Christian Kirk. Let me get the phone.
Good morning.
Brother Christian Kirk, I'm sorry.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Giving praise to God, Bishop Pritchard, Minister Pritchard, and everyone with us today. We welcome you to our program. We love you. You're the best. Sending you hugs and kisses this Easter. We pray your day will be blessed. Amen.
Okay, can everybody see the program on your screen?
Yes.
Okay, Sister Bonds? Hold on. Okay. Is Sister Ava Hunter on the call? Oh no, just a minute. I'm not. Rachel, are you there? Okay, yeah. I don't hear that your audio is enabled. I can't hear you. Okay, now I can hear you. Go ahead and proceed.
Okay.
I'm sorry, your reception's going in and out on the audio. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and proceed to hang it on the cross.
If you have a secret out of sorrow, a burden or a loss, an aching need for healing, hang it on the cross.
Amen. Amen.
I'm sorry, if we can get her to say that one more time, she... I didn't have the computer turn her way. I'm so sorry. Say it again, please.
If you have a secret or a sorrow, a burden or a loss, an aching need for healing, hang it on the cross.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
If worry steals your sleep, it makes you turn and talk. If your heart is feeling heavy, hang it on the cross.
Amen. Amen.
Every obstacle to faith or doubt you come across, every prayer answered, hang it on the cross.
Amen.
For Christ has borne our brokenness and dearly paid the cost to turn our trials to triumph, hanging on the cross.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. At this time, we have, were you there when they crucified my Lord? This is going to be a video. While this video is playing, I will try to get the Wright family on the call.
You can see me at bed, and I don't know what I've done after that.
Okay, one moment, everyone.
Were you there when they knelt down to the tree? Oh, sometimes it's cold. Oh,
No, he never came back with the clothes. Wherever he took the clothes, he left.
Where were the clothes?
Where he took?
No, I said he was going to make with no box.
Anyone with an internet connection.
No.
Facebook.
Okay, at this time we'll have His Love by Brother Cameron Shaw Wright.
God has sent His Son to take the punishment for all the thoughtful, simple things we do. Jesus gave His life because He loved us. On Easter morning, He showed that He is our Savior. His resurrection proves that He is our Lord. That's why we tell you, Happy Easter. He secured our heavenly reward. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Wright.
You're welcome.
Okay, everyone should still be able to see the program on your screen. We ask that you would continue to draw your attention to the screen here. If you would like to take notes, you may do so. We will have the scriptures on the screen as well. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawing from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood. Lose all their guilty stains. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and send us plunge beneath that flood, lose all the guilty stains. Amen. Father God in heaven, the Lord, we thank you for allowing us to assemble at this appointed time, Lord, to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your love and kindness, your tender mercies, Lord, that you have shown toward us, Lord, throughout this week up until this present day. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come to you, Lord, and say thank you, Lord, because, Lord, we know, Lord, that you didn't have to, Lord, die on the cross for our sins, Lord, but you did, Lord. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because we don't take this opportunity for granted. Lord, we don't take your death on the cross, Lord, for granted. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, because you rose, Lord, on the third day with all power in heaven and earth in your hand. And Lord, here on this Resurrection Sunday, Lord, we just want to take the time, Lord, to acknowledge you. And we know that we shouldn't just acknowledge you on this day, but every day, Lord. For every day is a day of thanksgiving. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, bless our pastor, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you continue to touch his body, Lord. Lord, continue to touch his throat, Lord. That you will give him the ability to speak mightily, Lord, for you. Lord, touch his pain, Lord. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would just remove it, Lord. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you continue to be with him and encourage and strengthen him, Lord. We know that this is a trying time. Lord, bless each and every one of those who are on this call, Lord, who are sick, Lord, and fever in their body, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because you have, Lord, not only died on the cross for our sins and rose on the third day, Lord, but you have the power in your hands, Lord, and you have given us power, Lord, to speak those things, Lord, that they may be, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, because, Lord, we can say, Lord, that by your stripes, Lord, that we're healed. And, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we ask, Lord, that your blessings, Lord, will touch everyone on this call. Lord, bless their families, bless their households, and bless their loved ones. Lord, let them know, Lord, that during this abnormal time, Lord, that we're not alone. And Lord, that you're with us and that you're here to lead and guide us and protect us, Lord. But we must acknowledge you as the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, continue to hide your word in our hearts so we may not sin against you. And these things we ask in the darling Son of Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Man.
Amen. Scripture for this morning will come from a couple of books this morning, so you all will just bear with us. You can watch the screen here for those scriptures. The book of St. Matthew, chapter 28, verse 5, and it reads, "And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified." Verse 6 of St. Matthew chapter 28. "He is not here, but he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay." Also, if we go to St. Mark chapter 16, verse 6, draw your attention to the screen here. And it reads, "And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen." Someone say, "He is risen."
He is risen.
"He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him." Also, St. Luke chapter 24, verse 5 through 7. And it reads, "And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. I would like to go to verse 7 of St. Luke chapter 24, and it reads, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Amen. We want to use as a topic for our day, which is we consider Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday, Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Yell out loud, Jesus is alive.
Jesus is alive.
Amen. Jesus is alive. The Gospels document that Christ's body was taken by a member of the Sanhedrin Council, according to St. Mark chapter 15, verse 43. A man by the name of Joseph of Arimathea. Excuse me, I'm having some problems with my computer here. Everybody still there? Yes, okay. Amen. Thought I lost you. Joseph was buried, Jesus in a tomb. And this tomb that Joseph buried Jesus in, actually this tomb he purchased for himself. And we can see that back then they had pre-needs. Back then they had pre-needs already in place. Amen. They have pre-needs. Do we? Anybody got pre-needs right now going? Anybody have? Okay. Some of us do, some of us don't. My sister's sending me a text message. She said, be quiet. Okay, sorry about that. I just want to make sure everybody's good. Okay. So they had pre-needs back then, and that's something that a lot of us, we don't want to talk about nowadays. And we say that everybody's what? Preparing to live, but ain't nobody preparing to what? To die. And dear hearts, this is something that we have to talk about. We have to talk about some things that's dear to our heart, for our family members and our loved ones. Because we say it all the time, we're just what? Pilgrims traveling through this what? Barren land. We're only here on what? A small borrowed a town. Mm-hmm. And so we see that Joseph, he had a tomb already in place for himself. Anyone could have gone to the grave and seen in St. Matthew chapter 28, verses 11 through 15, where it clearly states that soldiers were placed outside of the tomb. As a matter of fact, when Jesus rose from the dead, the soldiers were paid to conceal the truth of how it happened. The soldiers, they were told not to say that they were drunk or that his body was still in the tomb. Instead, they were paid to say that the disciples of Jesus took the body. Beloved, I'm not going to keep you long. Our children done a fabulous job this morning with their recitations. When they said, hang it on the cross, know that because Jesus rose from the dead, your life can be radically changed today. Not tomorrow, but right now. You remember there was a commercial that said, get your checks today, not tomorrow. But your life can be changed right now. Jesus' brother is one of those best examples. His name was James. And he was one of the best examples of a changed life as a result to the resurrection of Jesus. Because there were a lot of skeptics. And he too was a skeptic. He didn't believe that his brother Jesus was who he said he was in St. John chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. And his life radically changed after he realized who Jesus was. James was one of those people where he appeared after he rose again from the dead, according to 1 Corinthians 15 and 7. But the next thing you hear about James is that he is in the upper room with the rest of the disciples praying in Acts chapter 1 and 14. Then we learn that James was in close relationship with the apostle Peter. For you see, Peter, he was miraculously released from prison. He was one of the first people he mentioned that should learn of the matter was James in Acts 12 and 17. And also in Galatians chapter 2, verse 9, Paul is clear that three people are pillars of God's grace. The three listed there was Peter, John, and James. Peter, John, and James in Galatians chapter 2, verse 9. These were the three people or pillars of God's grace. Peter, John, and the brother of Jesus, James. Now, some people are still having problems today understanding why is it that we serve the God that we serve. They say that our God is dead. They say that he didn't rise. But guess what? There were many people that saw Jesus once he was risen from the dead. It's historically documented that James, he went on to be the leader of the church at Jerusalem and would eventually die for his beliefs. What does this mean? This means that the resurrection of Christ, it radically changed James' life. Guess what? The truth can change your life as well. It's in the Bible. For the Bible says that the truth shall make you free. If you are a believer in Christ today, don't let someone tell you that your Savior does not live. Because we have supporting evidence. How many of us have read the story in the Gospels where it talks about what Jesus went through on our behalf? How many have read that he was bruised for our iniquities? How many have read that he was whipped with many stripes? How many of us have read that he was spit upon? Some of us haven't even read the story. I encourage you to go to the last three chapters or so in the Gospels and read the story for yourself. Don't just take the word of the minister or the pastor or the evangelist. Read the word for yourself and know that it is true. In Romans chapter 6, verse 4, it tells us that we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that Jesus as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father. We too may live a new life. Some people are still stuck trying to figure out why is it that they exist. Some people are still trying to figure out this thing here on this earth called life. They have so many ups and downs like a roller coaster, so many twists and turns, but they have no guidance, no direction, because they have to be introduced to a man named Jesus. We have to give them that liberty, that introduction, to tell them about a Savior who was sent from God the Father, who died on the cross for our sins. For the Bible says, what? For God so what? Loved the world that he gave. He didn't have to give them. He didn't have to send his son. But he did. That whosoever what? Believeth in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. This is something that we have to share. We have to share the good news that, yes, he came, But he came with a purpose. You know, I started the tag this text, Jesus is alive, but will you be? Jesus is alive, but will you be? He came for a purpose. And that purpose was to offer us eternal life, because he did not want us to be living in sin. The Bible says God what? Hates sin. If he hates sin, why is that some of us is trying to love it? Don't make his death, burial, and resurrection be in vain for you, because it ain't in vain for me. I can't speak for you. I can only speak for myself. Don't let his death, burial, and resurrection be in vain. Don't let it. You don't have to be a slave to your sin, whatever that sin may be. You don't have to be a slave to it. Absolutely not. We won't be perfect until we get to heaven. A lot of times we say, what, we are a what, work in progress? But please, dear hearts, don't use that as an excuse to do the sins that your flesh loves to do. While we're here on earth, you don't have to be a slave to sin. Through submission to the Holy Spirit. Somebody say the Holy Spirit. You must what? Be what? Indwell with the Holy Spirit. It must abide in you. If you don't have the Holy Spirit on this earth right now, you ain't gonna make it. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't have God. You must what? Accept God. You must accept Jesus Christ in your life. You talk about a wonderful change that has come over me. Some of us don't know what that change is because we're still struggling with this thing called life. We're still trying to live up to the expectations of men. We're still trying to live up to the expectations of our so-called loved ones, our associates, our friends, our homies, our buddies. Whatever it is, we're trying to live up to their expectations. We're trying to please them instead of living a life that's pleasing to God. We have to examine ourselves. You no longer have to be a slave to your lusts. You don't have to be a slave to your alcohol problems, your drug problems, your adultery, your fornication, your bitterness, your anger, your enviousness toward anybody. Christ gave us the victory. We have the victory right now through Jesus Christ. But we have to choose to accept that what? He's alive. When we accept and believe that he's alive, we should not live as those who have no hope, the Bible says. We should not live as those who have no hope. The Bible counts, even in 1 Corinthians, it talks about that when he rose, there were at least 500 people who even witnessed that he had rose. The Bible mentioned even when the earth had quaked, when he was what? On the cross. The Bible mentions that there were people that rose from the grave. There are a lot of witnesses, but some of us are still not believing. Some of us are not believing because we're not reading for ourselves. If you were to go to the tomb of Muhammad, you'll find there's a body still in the grave. If you were to go to the tomb of Buddha, guess what? You'll find his ashes somewhere. I don't know, it might be in the Big Belly, I don't know. If you were to go to the tomb of Joseph Smith, you'll find there's a grave that is filled today. But guess what? If you were to go to the tomb of Jesus, guess what? You'll find an empty grave. You'll find an empty tomb. Why does this matter? It matters because it's one thing for someone to say their God is who he is, and it's another for someone to act on it or prove it. See, we have proof. Can't nobody tell me that God don't exist when I'm sitting here and I have breath in my body? That didn't nobody give it to me. Can't nobody tell me that God don't exist when I'm sitting here and I'm watching a loving family on Zoom, I'm sitting here with my immediate family. Can't nobody tell me God don't exist when I'm sitting here and I'm looking outside and I'm seeing the clouds in the sky and how just a few hours ago it was raining and storming outside. But guess what? The sun shines after the rain. The clouds, they're slowly drifting away. And that's how it is in life. after the storm, we can always say that Jesus, he's going to make a way. We can't speak about no other gods with the little g because they don't even exist. God sent his son to die on the cross for our sins, but we have to choose to accept him. It's one thing for us to say that all of these other gods exist, but there's no proof. There's no evidence. Jesus claimed divinity and demonstrated it by raising himself up from the dead. This, my beloved, is the greatest miracle in history. That he what? He rose. That he's alive. This is why we meet every week. We don't celebrate and worship a dead God. Glory to God. We don't celebrate and worship a dead prophet. We celebrate a what? A risen Savior. We celebrate what? Jesus Christ. And because he lived, we can say that we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, we can say that we know that we can hold on to God's unchanging hand. Because he lives, we can say that he is our Jehovah, what? Jireh. He is our what? Provider. Because he lives, we can say that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Because he lives, we can say that what? He's our rose of Sharon. Because he lives, we can say that he's our lily of the valley. Because he lives, we can say that he's our bright and morning star. Because he lives, we can say that he's our chief cornerstone of Zion. Because he lives, we can say that he's a what? Rock in the weary land. Because he lives, we can say that he's our what? Shelter in the time of storm. Because he lives, we can say that we know who God is if we don't serve a dead Savior. Beloved, I told you I wasn't going to keep you long. I held on for 45 minutes last week, and I didn't mean to do that. But I just want to let you know that Jesus is alive. And because he's alive, we must realize that one day he's coming back for the church.
Yes, he is.
We must realize that he's coming back for us, the bride without a spot or wrinkle. You know, I said Jesus is alive, but will you be? What I meant by that was, will you be alive eternally? Will you be alive eternally? See, we know that he's alive, but are you going to spend eternal damnation? Or are you going to go where the wicked will cease from trouble? Are you going to go where the weary will be at rest? Are you going to go where every day will be like Sunday and the Sabbath will have no end? See, we have a choice. Are you going to go there? Jesus is alive. I want to see him.
Yeah.
In that great getting up morning. I want to see him further well. I want to see him for myself. I want to see the glory of the Lord. I want to see him because he's been so good to me. He's been so good to you. Because what? He was our what? Our water when we was thirsty. He was our what? Our food, our bread when we were starving and hungry. But he's been there all the time because he lives. We can continue on. Everybody's worried about what's going on in the world with this COVID-19 and everything. Guess what? It's already biblical. Jesus said that this was going to happen. But let's not live as those who have no hope. Dear hearts, remember, because Jesus lives, because he lives today, that you can choose to accept him. The Bible is clear that Jesus rose from the dead, and we worship a living Savior who gives us what? Power to overcome sin. Dear hearts, this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. God has given us the power. He's given us the victory. Oh, death, where is your sting? Sting, where is your grave? Grave, where is your victory? Guess what? It's not there because what? Jesus Christ got up. He got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. And because of that, we can sing that song. He's got the whole world in his hands. Dear hearts, does he have you in his hand? Does he have you in his hand? Are you willing to let him abide in you? Amen. Are you willing to let him take residence in you? Are you willing to allow Jesus to be the Savior of your life? Dear hearts, I thank you for your undivided attention for these past few minutes. I thank you for allowing me to say what thus saith the Lord. Amen. I told you I wasn't going to keep you long. Jesus, he's already alive. Jesus is alive. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody. Jesus is alive today. He's well right now. Are you well with Jesus?
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
Has he been there for you?
Yes.
Has he made a way for you?
Yes.
Has he brought you out?
Yes.
How many times has he brought you out? I can't even count it. I ain't even trying to count it. But Jesus has been there.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. It's the highest form of praise.
I'm
and we ought to praise him and we ought to bless
his
holy
name. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you.
At this time, we're going to open the doors of the church, and the next thing that you will hear on this call will be a video from Sister Buns, and we'll come back and open the doors of the church. Amen. Amen.
My name is Antoinette Ransom, and I would like to give
one moment, everyone. We have a video first, amen. We have a video first. One moment.
I do it another time.
He already heard you.
No, he did.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. If he heard, he heard. I would like to be a member of the church. That's it. One day I will be.
You say I just like to be a member of the church. And
I
then
I'm
not here. No.
No.
No, he put the video on first. He knew everyone. Thank you.
Amen. We'd like to thank everyone for your undivided attention. And at this time, we will now once again open the doors of the church. If there's anyone who wishes to join church, anyone who wishes to be baptized, if you're looking for a church home, we ask that you would seek no more, that you would consider the Passion of Christ First Community Church, where Bishop R.C. Pritchard Jr. is our pastor. Is there anyone at this time?
Hi, my name is Antoinette Ransom, and I would like to join the church.
She made her way across that dirt road. Amen. What's your name again, ma'am?
Antoinette Ransom.
All right, Sister Ransom, we're glad to have you with us. Pastor, are you there?
So I'm here. I'm here.
Amen. We have Sister Ransom with us, and she wishes to join the church. Amen. Give up a round of applause, everyone.
Sister Ransom.
Everyone, let me mute the phones again, and only unmute Pastor and Sister Ransom. One moment. Okay, Pastor, are you there?
I'm here.
Sister Ransom, are you there? Brother Jones, okay. Brother Jones, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, here's Pastor.
Sister Ransom, can you hear me? Sister Ransom, can you hear me? This is Pastor Pritchard.
Yes, she can hear you.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Brother Jones, I need her to respond to me.
What? I need you to respond.
What to what?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Mr. Ransom?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Okay, this is Bishop Pritchard, the pastor of Christ First Community Church. You have to please excuse my voice. I had surgery on my voice. But I want to ask you a few questions because I was told that you want to join church. And I want you to know that your church is the body of Christ, his bride. And I want to ask you, did anyone explain to you how you can be saved?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what did they tell you? Did anybody share the gospel of Christ?
I'm accepting the Lord as my
God and Savior.
Okay. And accepting the Lord as your Savior, do you believe that he died for your sins?
Yes, sir, I truly do.
Okay, I just want you to know that he did it because he loved you. And he wants you to have eternal life with him. And the Bible says, in order to do this, first of all, you must repent of your sins. Have you repented of your sins?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay. I want you to know that when you repent of your sins, that means that you turn away from them and you ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and Savior. And he loved you so much that he has forgiven you for all of your sins, all your transgressions. And the only thing you have to do now is surrender your life fully to him. If you have surrendered your life fully to Christ, and only you and God knows it, because we're not here to judge you, I want you to know that we gladly receive you into the body of Christ. But in order to do this, I want to ask you, do you need to be baptized? The Bible says, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved.
No, sir, I do not. I've been baptized.
Okay. So you come to join our church through the confession of your faith. Based upon you have already been baptized into the body of Christ. And I want to ask you, are you willing to be governed our rules according to the scripture and follow my leadership as your pastor?
Yes.
Okay. Well, by accepting our invitation to you to come to Christ as your Lord and Savior and accepting my leadership as your pastor, based upon your word, we're going to receive you to the body of Christ and want you to know that we love you and we're going to do all we can to help you to grow in your Christianity. Although I don't think we have met you as of yet, but I want you to know that we welcome you. Jerome?
Yes, sir.
Please make it possible where everybody can hear this statement.
Okay, everybody can hear.
Okay. Members, we usually have you to walk around and embrace the new candidate who have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, who have joined our church. Although we can't do that now, but I want you to embrace her by saying, we love you and we welcome you to our family. That's all
we have. We love you and welcome
you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Seeing you in person. Amen. Thank you for coming.
Also, Pastor, Sister Ransom is the one we. Excuse me, everyone. Sister Ransom is the one we went over and Ms. Reed and I and blessed her home.
Okay.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. God is good all the time.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Jerome, go ahead. Minister Jerome, you can go ahead.
All right. All right, everyone. So, one moment here. So if you draw your attention back to your phone, we are now at our tithes and offerings reading from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and the following verses. And it reads, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. And all thy works acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise.
That was a job. They didn't recognize the truth.
Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be held to thy navel and marred to thy bones. Under the Lord with thy sustenance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Dear hearts, I just want to let you know that we are to continue to support the church during this time through tithes and offerings. And we did ask for all of our members to give $80 toward our building fund, toward our project. And we asked that we were to do this for the next 3 months consistently. And I tell you, I know it's a sacrifice for many of us, but this is something that we are to keep up, not just because of this time of what we got going on, but there are a lot of things that we still need to do within our church. Everyone know that we have paid off our church loan. Praise God for that. But once we paid that loan off, our building fund has decreased tremendously. And so now I would like to show you that not just ask for everyone's giving, but I would like to show you what your giving is going to. As you all know, that our church was broken into twice this year. And instead of putting up that glass again, that cost us about $400, we have went with a company who is allowing us to pay them in installments. And so this is why we need your help. Why do we need your help? Draw your attention to the screen on your phone, please. You should see Jesus is alive, right? Everybody see Jesus is alive? Well, guess what? Check this out. This is as of yesterday. Yesterday, Brother Turner, Brother Jones, and I was down there since 9 o'clock, and I didn't leave till about 6 or so. This is what took place on yesterday. This is where your $80 a month is going toward. I've already shared this with the board, but our members have not seen this. So we'd like to show you that this frame had to come out from the old doors that were there. And you see that we now have metal steel doors installed in the front of our church. Amen. This project is very costly, very costly. They will come back on Monday to finish up some things that they didn't get a chance to finish. These windows that you see here will be actually replaced. The windows that go in the doors did not come in time due to the COVID-19, but we are getting windows that will have some aluminum steel, some steel in it that will prevent theft. Even if they were to break this glass out, they still cannot get off in there. So we just want to show you this is what the money is going toward. When we ask you for the $80 for the next few months, we have to pay this back. Not only that, we will be trying to paint the doors, and it's a recommendation that we paint the doors. We have different colors going on between our church sign, which is, this is our church colors. This is your t-shirt. But if we're going to paint this, we need to kind of get it consistent going at the front of our church at least. So these doors will be painted pretty soon. Amen. So I just want to show you, instead of asking and begging and pleading, there is a lot of things that we need to get done. But I just want to show you that through your help, we can pay this off. Amen. If everybody just please help and do your part. So please know that you can give through our church app. You can go to our church website and give as well. If you need that information, I can resend it to you. Those of you who are giving by cash, it's not many, but I encourage everyone to please give through the debit card, or you can give me a card and I can take your tithes, offerings, building funds, payment, and so forth if you need me to do that. I thank Brother Turner, Sister Kathy, and Diane for getting their cash to me. But I'm really encouraging everyone to save us some travel time from going from a long distance near Red Oak and somewhere else to kind of help us out. And please give online if possible. I really appreciate it. So I just wanted to show y'all that this is what is going on right now. We will have a word from our pastor. One moment. Pastor?
And given toward this project, do we supposed to give through the building fund?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what I need to know.
Yes, sir. The $80, whatever you can give toward this project will go toward the building fund, but we're asking at least $80 for the next 3 months. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Minister Jerome. We'd like to thank you for the message. We'd like to thank God for the hearts and the spirit that he has given all of us who give through the spirit of giving. The Bible says that the Lord has given certain gifts to the church. And one of the main overlooked gifts that he has given, that is the gift of giving. And I want you to know that when God gives us that spirit to give, it's unselfishly, it is sacrificially. And I have seen through some of us that God has given you the spirit of giving. And I'd like to thank you very much for your generosity, even in times like these. You're just like that little bunny rabbit that just go on and on and on, and you just keep on giving and giving and giving. And we thank God for you, and we praise God for everything that you're doing. And though those of you who may not have spirit of giving, we're praying for you that you may learn how blessed it is to give. For the Bible says, more blessed to give than it is to receive. When you step out on faith and believe the word of God, you will find out that when you cast your bread upon the water, It will return to you, maybe in many days, but it will return. So I want you to know, you can't be God-given, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know that we, the members of the Passion of Christ, we're not one of those churches that keep on begging and begging and asking for several different donations. But we just want you to know that God is a giving God. And through his spirit, we are a giving people, especially when it comes to supporting and the things that is needed to upkeep the things that we need for the glory of God. Once again, I just want to say thank you. I thank you for your undivided attention. I'd like to thank you very much for this beautiful program that was given to us on this beautiful Easter morning. And I'm so glad that in spite of the storm, early this morning, we can look out and say the sun is still shining. And the storms of life is raging, all around us, and that so many people can't see the light for the darkness that is in their personal lives because of this COVID-19. We want you to know, as children of God, we're not walking in darkness. We are walking in God's marvelous light. Why? Because he lives. He lives today. He walks with us. He talks with us. All night, weary way. He's alive today. We thank God for the light of the glory of Christ that shines in our lives. Thank you for your undivided attention. I'm so proud that I can say that I am the bishop and the senior pastor of the Passion of Christ First Community Church. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jerome.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. At this time, we will have announcements from Sister Mama Pitcher.
Uh-oh, I did it again. The announcements for today, we want to be sure to, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
We'll be in prayer for Sister Cathcart. She's on the line, Sister Cathcart and Sister Brown and Sybil and Brother Brown. And also yesterday and today, probably Sister Reed. We'll pray for her too. She's feeling kind of poorly. And we will see you Wednesday at 7:30. 7 o'clock for Bible study.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock for Bible study, Wednesday. And we thank God for our new member. Thank you, Brother Jones. Y'all be blessed.
Amen. Thank you. At this time, we'll now have our thank you. Official thank you by Sister Ava Fields. Excuse me, Ava Hunter, I'm sorry.
Thank you for joining us.
Speak up so we can hear you.
Thank you for the program today.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Ava.
Also, if y'all don't mind, Sister Hunter, Ava Hunter, she had a song, a solo that she did not get to sing, Jesus is the Answer. And so we would like to hear that from her as we get ready to dismiss. Amen.
Okay.
All right, Sister Ava.
Blessed is the answer for the worthy days. There's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the worthy days. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way.
Right.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Apart from this, no other. Jesus is the way.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much, Sister Ava Hunter, for that solo. Amen. Thank you so very much. Well, everyone, we'd like to say once again, happy Resurrection Sunday. We hope that you enjoyed the service brought to you through via Zoom and that you have enjoyed the display that we have through our media here on the screen. And we'd like to say God bless you. Have a great week. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all now and forevermore. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Hey, right now.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, everybody, log off, y'all. Keep the report.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody.
Hey, Pastor.
Welcome to the ransom.
Amen. So let me say,
it's
unmuted. It's kind of chaotic, but please know, because you have Zoom on your phone, you can open up your Zoom app. You can open up your Zoom app later on if you choose to, and select new meeting. When you select new meeting, you can go to participants, select invite, copy URL, and you can send that to somebody by your text message. So that way y'all can talk to each other. Well, also please, dear hearts, please get on our second app. We have our church app, don't get me wrong, but it's a little limited. There's another app that we have called Band App. And I'm telling you, we're having an awesome time on there. If y'all will please join that app, I'll send you the invitation again. It's one where you can stay in touch with each other, give each other encouragement. Sister Kirk, she posted her family doing the Easter eggs. So it's a way for us to still be engaged instead of waiting until Sunday morning. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Y'all have an awesome week and awesome evening. God bless.
Hello. Actually,